Yo, 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 what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Wing State of Mind. It's Alex. Sorry, I just had to get like a little shiver out because, whew, man, I just got back up to my room. And let me tell you, it is cold outside now. Just want to make a quick shout out to the people that said I had a nice radio voice. Man, that really means a lot. I just think of myself when I listen back, and even as I'm recording episodes now, just as if like I was on, like I was in like a booth and like the on-air sign was there, you know. I just kind of like, I don't know, I treat this more like a radio show now. I really want to make it personal, and I want to just have that connection to all of you that listen, seriously. And I want you to not only have a peek into my mind, but also an introduction to a new perspective that maybe you haven't thought of before. And that's why I created this podcast, right? I take the time, if you haven't noticed, if you have, then you are very perceptive, but I don't do this every episode, but there are episodes where I just kind of reiterate the why behind this. And I think it's important to get back to the why behind doing anything. And I had two conversations. I had a conversation with a very good friend of mine, just talking about how he had disdain for people that don't feel as motivated, or that did not feel like they wanted to put in as much work as they could to do something, or that didn't have the motivation to do something in the same capacity, or at least in any capacity at all. And before anyone hears that and thinks like, wow, that's really drawling, or like, wow, that's like really unnecessary, I get it, because there was a time where I definitely was thinking that same way. And it's kind of a dangerous trap, and it's also kind of, I think, the way that the American elite want you to feel and want you to think. And I'm not calling my friend elitist. I think when you're a very passionate individual and there's places that you want to be, when you're not there, it's easy to look at other people that don't really want to be anywhere but home sleeping, which is no fault on them, right? Because there's a lot of times when I would just want to sleep and not deal with the world, not deal with anything, and then get upset with them because you're working so, so hard, and you're just putting in all the effort, you're making all these sacrifices to get somewhere, and yet somebody is completely okay with not making any sacrifice. They're completely okay with doing the same thing, and they might even be in a quote-unquote better spot than you. Let's say you don't have a car and they do, or you don't live on your own or they do, or you just have an apartment and they own a home and they're married or something. Right? Like, that's how I found myself for that brief span of time, where I just started applying myself a lot in ways I've never applied myself before. And opening your eyes to the amount of people that truly don't want to work 24/7 or 25/8. It shouldn't really be a shock, but maybe that's just part of living in the present moment, going about your business on a day to day, and then one day having a revelation or just a broadening of your perspective of noticing and observing different behaviors. And then the second conversation that I had is with a friend. This one isn't negative, so I'll say her name. this time, and not negative, just because I didn't ask them before, and it's not the most fluffy, pillowy, lighthearted discussion that we were having. So yeah, that's just that. But a good friend of mine I actually met at Shippensburg University. Her name is Christina, and she was a foreign exchange student at the time from Germany, and she's pretty amazing. She's really incredible. She's doing a kick-ass job at her sales position that she's working for now. She was living on her own in London and then moved back to Germany, and she has an awesome dog. She's just doing a lot of great things and has like an entire retirement plan built out by the time she's like 53 or 57, somewhere around there. Like, it's really amazing to see, and it's also incredible to see the difference in Europe versus America. But this morning we were having Eastern Standard Time, we were just having a conversation about her feeling like she's not being fulfilled in her job. And so that was an interesting start to my morning, because it was like around 7 a.m. or so when I was having this conversation with her. And she was really down, and she was just saying, like, if I'm being honest, like, I feel down right now. And I just really resonated with that. And so we ended up having a conversation later on during the day, and just the beginning conversation of her fulfillment in or that lack thereof, it just really had me thinking, you know, like, why did I decide to do what I did, and why am I working the job that I'm working? And when I see people making money in Dogecoin, and when I see people making all these different impacts and different moves in their lives and just different things, like, why am I doing anything that I'm doing, right? That's just what I had to ask myself, because I haven't asked myself that in a long time. And I'm sitting here like, okay, my finances are nowhere where I want them to be. My financial situation, my earnings are nowhere where I want them to be. It feels like I'm in debt to my eyeballs, which I'm not necessarily in debt to my eyeballs, but I do have to pay bills like everyone else. And I did just buy a car, which is my own doing, right? I bought a $14,000 car, and I have no problem paying it. It's not, I'm not even paying more than $200 for the car payment monthly. But I guess just thinking about it in the term of, like, it's another depreciating asset, or you could argue liability, whatever. It's just been weighing on my mind there, and then paying car insurance additionally on that. And then I just had to get a new tire for my car because I ran over a nail. So it was like, man, like, I feel like I was just getting beat up in my finances. And I related to my friend Christina saying she didn't feel fulfilled in her job, because I don't feel necessarily fulfilled in mine either. And I don't think it's a fault on my job. I don't think it's anything wrong with the position that I work, and it's a great opportunity, and I'm grateful to be working on an amazing team with amazing flexibility, amazing thinkers and mindset, and just individuals and personalities, period. I think this just kind of made me realize, like, wow, okay, well, I'll never truly be fulfilled unless I figure out what it is that's going to fulfill me. And then we had the conversation too of, like, what is more important? Is being in a place where you're financially stable and financially at peace, is that more important? Or is it more important to, at all cost, figure out what it is that will make you fulfilled? And this is something that I've been struggling with in terms of even procrastination on getting my side business up. Just that complacency of, like, man, like, can I just get my finances up? Because that's all you want to do. And then when you're working, it just feels like you're wasting your time sometimes. And when you just keep spending money, like, I just have to keep spending and spending and spending. It's like, man, when am I going to get a big break? Like, when is that going to happen? And I'm sure that this is how everyone that goes through this turmoil, you could say, feels on the path to becoming something great. Like, I was speaking with my friend Aiden yesterday about CeeLo Green and how CeeLo Green started off as Goody Mob and he packed, not packed, but he grabbed CeeLo Green's luggage when he was working at a hotel in Los Angeles, and he was able to carry it upstairs for him. And he was like, you know what, like, CeeLo is still just a regular person at the end of the day. Like, he's not like sitting down here and worshiping him, and even people aren't going around worshiping CeeLo Green, right? If anything, he's just somebody that when he was our age, he was scrambling to get to where we were too, and he was doing the same thing, struggling to get money, and was just trying to really put in as much effort as he could to change his life. And that really resonated with me too, just in the fact of like, wow, like, so many people say live up your 20s, enjoy your 20s, and for those that are listening that are already past their 20s, like, I'm sure, like, you have probably already had that conversation, or you've heard that, or maybe you took that mentality, or maybe you grinded in your 20s, and maybe you're still grinding to this day. What I just had to come to the realization of was that tomorrow is not guaranteed, and I was just living my life again with that comfortability of, oh yeah, I'm gonna wake up, oh yeah, I'm gonna be alive in a couple years, like, I can continue to work and I can continue to go through these things. And there's just so much going on around us, right? So much going on around us that is constantly grabbing our attention, constantly grabbing our definition of self-worth and self-value and self-esteem. So many things that are making us feel like we're missing out on something, and then so many things that are making us feel like if we don't have this thing now, then we need to, then we're doing something wrong, or we should think lesser of ourselves for having to wait or not being able to become rich overnight because we see somebody who was making TikTok videos of them saying, hey, this is how you make a taco, and then they waste like 3 gallons of salsa pouring it on their table, and that goes viral or something because we didn't think to do something like that, or because we don't want to do something like that. Like, those things happen all the time, and at the same time, it's like, is this a business? Is this something that's here to stay? Like, I'm not knocking any hustle. Like, if anybody's able to change their life in a great way, like, by all means, I am so grateful and I'm so happy, and I'm very, very enthusiastic, and most of the time it motivates me to keep moving forward. And I think there's other times too when I'm putting my time in and you see people just go different routes that you might not go. It makes you kind of feel bad, but then at the same time you kind of check yourself, like, well, how much effort did I even put in on my own end? And most of the time, when I look at it, I haven't even put in that much effort that day. It's been low effort. It's been like I didn't even want it, or I didn't apply myself 100%. And that's how I feel like I've been this whole year, honestly. Like, after January, beginning of February, but from March to April, I've just been feeling so disconnected and so not like myself, in the fact of I don't feel fulfilled in the efforts that I'm putting forward. And I know my last episode, I talked about adapting and doing what works for you. And I think that's extremely important as well. And I think that's still true. And I think that's what we need to do. At the same time, I think it's equally as important to figure out if something feels like it's missing or something is awry, to figure out what that is and then to adapt in that way to help you get there. And for me, it's feeling like I'm not putting in a day's effort. Why am I feeling like I'm not going anywhere? Why do I feel like I'm behind? Why do I feel like all these things? And I'm thinking about it and I'm like, wow, it's because my finances. It's because I feel like I'm not making money quick enough. I feel like I'm getting bogged down, and then I'm stuck with the choice of, well, do I do something quick to make money, like do food delivery, or do I figure out a way to, and this is all while working a 9-to-5, like minimum 7 hours a day, right? It's like, how do you do both in the way that you would want to do, and how do you push the needle forward as much as you can to set up a way for you to start making money in that way? And it's almost impossible to do both to the fullest, right? So why are we measuring, and why am I measuring myself with a full-time effort, right, when I only have part-time capabilities? See, that's something that we're not talking about either. You work your 9-to-5, right? And then they say work your 5-to-9. Like, that was like Squarespace's new commercial campaign or whatever. Well, the 5-to-9 is not feeling enough. It doesn't feel like it's enough for me to feel good about myself. And it's not even 5-to-9 because I need to eat, right? So I eat at 5, and it's like, well, I take that time from 5:30, right? So in reality, it's 6-to-9 or 6-to-10 or 7-to-10, or when you're trying to catch up with people and talk to them too, it's just like, man, why can't you just use the whole entire day to put in your best hours and really push forward for yourself? And is that a part of the system? Is that a part of society? Is that our own doing? And is that because we did not put ourselves in the situation to do so? These are all questions that have validity, right, to be asked. And sure, they could have an answer. But I say everything that I've said this episode to say that, what is it all for? What is the why? And what is the purpose? And let's get back to that. Let's stop getting caught up in the opportunities that are around us, and let's get back to the center of it all, back to the foundation, back to the fundamentals, back to why did we want to do anything in the first place. And that, it'll help you just realign, recenter, and refocus. And that's what it's helping me do right now. And it's so crazy to exist in this world because nobody asked to exist. So living, right, and living in your situation and dealing with your situation is a given, and there's nothing you can do about it and still live at the same time. Like, you can't not deal with your situation, you can't not deal with your problems, not deal with your baggage, and then live at the same time. Like, it's either you live and you deal with it, or you don't live and you don't deal with it. Those are your only two options. And if you're living with it, then is it even worth getting caught up in dealing with the things that are just here to stay, which is the situation that you are in right now? The fact that you don't have $1 million and you can't make $1 million overnight and go buy a house. And even if you had $10,000 and you invested in the Dogecoin right now, while that's hot and trendy, or you invest that into Ethereum, yeah, it could randomly spike up tenfold in a day, or it could take months and months to climb again, just like it did the last time. It could take a year to get to somewhere where you're making a huge profit, and that requires patience in itself. Like, we get so caught up in myself. I get caught up every time I miss out on a big boom. I'm like, man, a year ago this was X amount of dollars. Like, why didn't I invest? And I tell myself every time, I'm going to invest. I'm going to do it differently this time. I'm going to really make a chance. I'm going to take a chance on something and change my life. And even if people around me, they don't believe in it necessarily, like, I'm going to just do it. And here I am again, missing out on the big wave of Dogecoin. And then I'm sitting here all day like, man, what if I just did DoorDash every single day, and every single penny that I made from that, I just invested in a Dogecoin, I'd be like a multi-millionaire right now. But like, what is that doing for me, aside from making me aware of the fact that I need to be aware of these situations? It's not changing my situation right now. And I think a lot of us do that. We just deal with these what-if situations that aren't really conducive to our present moment, but it makes us feel better because it's detaching us
from the current moment that we have to deal with right now. And you can say the same thing about any vice, period. Any sort of escape, whether it's reading a book, whether it's hanging out with friends, whether it's playing video games, whether it's doing anything. It's a detachment from the responsibility that we are all given without choice to have to deal with, maintain, and account for the life that we live and the path that we choose and the path that we walk and the steps that we take. Man. Like, that's just... this is just all a culmination of what's been on my heart, what's been on my mind, and what's been on my soul. And I've been crying, man. I've been just wanting to get out of that rut. And for me, that's asking myself, why am I not right with God? And why does getting right with God not instantly change my situation in a day? And why do I only want to get right with God so my situation can change? It's like, I believe in heaven, and I believe that if heaven is real, then heaven will be completely better than anything this world could offer. And being reminded that heaven could be real, that there's a chance that heaven could be real, it gives me hope that one day all the suffering and the pain that I'm having right now will be no more, and I'll be able to experience something I've longed to experience all the time, which is true freedom, right? Which in the case that I believe in, it's in Christ. But true freedom is what I think I want, and what I know I want, and I would think that everyone wants too, to some extent, unless somebody enjoys being a prisoner or a slave to some sort of system, or having to pay bills or something. Like, I don't want to have to be locked up by any of that. I don't want to have to be told what to do by government. I don't want to have to be told what to do by another human being. Like, I don't want to have to be told anything, and I want to be able to just live life on my own terms. But we don't live in that world right now, because there's just so many different things in place that interrupt that natural state of just existing. And that's all I want to do, is just exist in the purest way that I can even dream of doing. I'm not going to say that I know how, because I don't know how to exist in the pure way. But the way that I would hope, the way that I would dream, and the way that I would imagine that I could exist potentially is the way that I want to do it, which is being joyous, being full of love, being full of gratitude, being full of hope, being full of faith, being full of admiration, and I think I said appreciation, being full of servitude, and being full of sanctification, and just all these different things, these different states of being that I just admire and yearn for, and I try to capture on this world, but it's so hard to do because there's always something grabbing onto our attention, even without me trying. And when me not texting back people in the same way I used to, or not hopping on the phone all the time, and not being on apps all the time and doing this, I still somehow manage to be on my phone for 10 hours a day on average, or 9 or 8, and it's like I'm putting in a whole day job on my phone. What is going on here? And that can even be just listening to music or having a YouTube video on my phone playing, but it's like, man, like, my phone is that much a part of my life. I wish it wasn't. I wish I could just do what I want to do that led me to be fulfilled, and I could focus on that. But why? Right? And that's what I really want to stress. And just as I bring this episode to a close, I just really want to remind y'all, because it's April and it's almost May now. So this year is going by. And as we're coming up on June, and I'm sure that a lot of people still feel like, yeah, like, I thought my life would be different by now. Just ask yourself, why? Why would it be different? Why do you want it to be different? In what ways? And is it a way that you think is conducive to you? Is it a way that you think is vital to you that will change your life? Or is it some sort of vanity metric that you're looking for? Are you looking to prove haters wrong? Is it something that you want to do because you want to buy a Benz? You want to buy a Lambo? There's nothing that I'm going to say that is oh, you're that would invalidate your reason, right? Because we all have our reason. I just challenge and encourage you to ask yourself, is this something that I truly want? Because it's a trap and it's a dangerous thing to live without intention and to go about your day without intention. And I feel like that's just what I've been doing for these past couple of months. It's just not really been as intentional as I could have been. I've only been really seeking to feel good in the situation where I don't feel good. And by wanting that, it's making me do things that make me feel worse, ironically. And I'm at the point where I'm just tired of it now. I'm tired of feeling worse. I'm tired of just not feeling good about where I'm at. And I'm tired of just not feeling like I'm moving forward. So yeah, you're not alone if you're thinking this way. And I just want you to know that whether you're 20, 30, 40, 10, 50, 60 listening to this, there will be a better day. And if you're able to wake up tomorrow, then that can be your better day. I thank God every day that I'm able to wake up and breathe. And even though every day doesn't feel like a good day, it's a blessed day and it's a gift. And it was out of my control that I was able to wake up. But we have so much control over the things that can lead to our death, which is just so, wow, what a concept, right? We can't control our life, but we can control our death. Wow. So yeah, I'm gonna let that one sink in, and I'm gonna let y'all go on that note. So this has been another episode of The Winning State of Mind. I really appreciate every single person that tunes in. Didn't want to make this one too long, but I just hope that this episode resonates with you. I hope that it just makes you think. You know, if you're going through something and you're feeling stressed, you're feeling overworked, or you're feeling like, man, overwhelmed, or I'm not doing it, it's okay. We all suck to an extent, right? You know, some people have more moments of sucking than others, but like ultimately, I think we all suck our fair amount. We all suck our equal share. And some people just have social medias that make it seem like they might suck less. So don't get caught up in that. Don't get caught up in the trap. Just try to be as grateful as you can. And this is me talking to myself too. Spend time with your loved ones. Don't feel bad for doing it. Try to make goals that are attainable. Try to make these goals and try to feel good about them. Let me know if you want to hear anything as usual. And yeah, this has been Alex, and I'm signing off. See ya.